They include Slade Cleave's 10th release, Still Fighting the War.
Hard times coming home now. Can't get your feet on the ground. Got some issues and no one wants you around. Barely sleeping and you can't get through to VA on the phone. No one's hiring and no one wants to give you a go. And everyone else is carrying on just like they've always done before. You've been home for a couple of years now, buddy, but you're still fighting the war.
The original inspiration for the song Still Fighting the War came to Slade Cleaves from a series of Pulitzer Prize-winning photos of Iraq war veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a song that ended up taking him 4 years to write.
I'd seen stories in the news about vets coming back and having a hard time. And, you know, frankly, I remember writing down in a notebook when we went to war in Iraq that I said, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to have Iraq war vets on every street corner. They're going to be homeless. They're going to be having a hard time adjusting. It's going to be the Vietnam situation all over again. I wanted to write a song that kind of told their story, not to advocate or anything, but just tell their story. You know, people are having a hard time coming back.
Other discs receiving widespread acclaim this year include American Kid, the 7th release by Austin singer-songwriter Patty Griffin, The Ash and Clay, a disc showcasing great harmonies by indie folk duo The Milk Carton Kids, and Build Me Up From Bones, which earned Sarah Giroux 2 Grammy nominations. It has also been a big year for Nashville-based singer, songwriter, and guitarist Jason Isbell. Southeastern, Isbell's first album since quitting drinking, getting married, and, as he puts it, straightening my life out, has landed on many music critics' Best of 2013 lists. Isbell creates vivid characters in his songs, blending country, rock, and soul. After spending much of the year touring the United States, Canada, and Europe, Jason Isbell just announced that in 2014 he'll be making his first tour of Australia and New Zealand.
A heart on the run, keeps a hand on the gun, you can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more, tried to shoot out the sun. Days when we raced, we flew off the page, such damage done. But I made it through, for somebody knew I was meant for someone.
It was a good year for bluegrass, too. Country star Alan Jackson talked for 15 years about making a bluegrass record, and he finally did, calling on many of Nashville's best pickers to play with him. Perennial favorite, the Del McCurry Band, was back with the Streets of Baltimore. McCurry, who will turn 75 in 2 months, has been playing bluegrass and touring for more than half a century. This new recording finds the band covering Bobby Bear's 1966 hit on the title track and the jazz standard Misty. They even bring in some honky-tonk piano as they tackle Jerry Lee Lewis's Once More with Feeling.
One chance, one more time with feeling, baby, take it from the top. Oh, this one's gonna be the big one, honey, so give it everything you got. Try it once more with feeling, and we'll call it a day.
Other bluegrass albums of note this year include Carry Me Home by Old Crow Medicine Show and Love Has Come For You, the disc of original songs by Edie Burkell and actor, comedian, author, and musician Steve Martin. The International Bluegrass Music Association named New York-based quintet the Gibson Brothers Entertainer of the Year for a second straight year. They also named Eric Gibson Songwriter of the Year, and they called it Music, which he co-wrote with Joe Newbery, Song of the Year. I'm Catherine Cole.
We went up on the mountain to hear the old man play.
in the old-time way. The sound you made was stirring, it was magic, it was fun. When asked what it was called back when, he smiled and he said, son, they called it music. In the church house, in the fields, it was honest, it was simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music. They sang it deep down in the mines, in dark and lonesome prison cells, and behind battle lines. They called it music.